Hi there, Tanisha.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Depo-Provera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still looking to
Yeah.
see if you can participate?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. Hopefully you're a lot better now.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And let me go to this next section here. So just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't sent anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you a US resident?
Yes.
And what date were you diagnosed?
Let's see, last year
Okay.
of
So
August.
8 of 23. Okay. And then, are you the only one that took the shot that got sick, or did you have any
Yes.
friends or family? Okay. Now, was it the brand name Depo-Provera, or was it the generic that you were taking?
It was the Depo-Provera.
Okay. And again, you took it for at least a year and at least 4 injections, is that correct?
Yeah, I've been taking it for 5 years actually before I found out.
And did you start it after 1992?
After
Or
1992, I started probably like in 2011.
2011? Okay. And
Wait, hold on.
sure.
No, I started in 2008 with my first child. That's when I first started that book.
Okay. And then when was the date that you stopped taking it?
Last year.
Last year. Okay. Right. When you were obviously when they diagnosed you in August, so that's scary. Okay, so August of
It is.
23. And then for the recording, can you confirm your gender?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And I have your name Tenisha, last name Thomas, Tanisha
Yes.
Thomas. Okay. And then the email that popped into the file is ttanisha32@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then the phone number that I see here, 510-827-7065, is that your cell?
Yes.
510, I recognize that area code. Is that like in the Sacramento area, I think,
Oakland,
or Oakland?
California.
Okay,
Yeah.
up north. Yeah, we're down south. We're so you're up north. We're in Orange County, so below LA and above San Diego.
Oh,
Yeah, I think you guys get colder over there. We're already like in the below 50 in the morning. I don't know how you guys are though.
oh, yeah. We cold. We kind of windy right now.
And then what would be your current mailing address?
866 37th Street, apartment 4, Oakland, California, 94608.
Okay, click that there. And let me pop that in. Apartment 4, you said. APT 4. Okay, so 866 37th Street, apartment 4, Oakland, California, 94608, Alameda County.
Yes.
Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with the cancer prior to getting diagnosed with meningioma or no?
I had cervical cancer, but it went away on its own because we caught it at a quick time.
Okay, good. So that was before you were diagnosed with a meningioma, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then let me go to this next part here. The facility that diagnosed you with the meningioma, what was the medical center or the hospital name so I can find the address?
Lifelong in Berkeley, California.
Lifelong medical care?
Yes.
Or, okay. Let me find it here. Would that be the one on Addison Street in Berkeley, you said, right?
It's on 6th Street.
6th Street. Okay, let me see. That's not the right one then. Oh, I see it now. Okay. Let me click that here. Lifelong Medical Care. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
Ooh, I don't have her name off top.
Do you have anything there that would give you the name, just because I would need a
You'll call? Probably have to call me back because I'm not around any paperwork right now.
Okay. What about, and was the diagnosing doctor also the treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay. So most important is, let me see, I have a message from this earlier. I think I can, let's see, okay. I'll just move forward with the facility name and address and phone number and all that. And so was that, you were treated there, diagnosed and treated there, right?
At the same time? Okay.
And what about the doctor that was prescribing the shots? Do you recall what facility that was?
The same facility.
Okay.
My primary doctor office.
Okay. So it was all the same for the prescribing, diagnosing, and treating, right?
Yes.
And I know for the cervical cancer, they caught it really early, stage one. And then what was the date that was diagnosed, roughly?
That was probably like around 2007.
Okay. 2007. And then give me 1 second. I'm still copying and pasting the other info here. And we're almost done here. Just a couple more sections. And I know you don't have them with you this second, but you do have copies of the medical records?
Yes, I can get copies of them.
Okay. And then this next section just asks for an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yes.
And do you live with this individual or no? I'm sorry, do you live with your emergency contact or no? Tanisha?
510 379 0194.
And their
Jasmine.
Name?
Jasmine Christopher.
And relation to you?
My sister.
And does she also live in Oakland?
Yes, she does.
Okay, perfect. And then this question asks if you're a U.S. resident or citizen?
Yes.
Okay. And then one of the last portions here is just the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
6/9/84.
Oh, June baby. I'm June 11, so I'm a couple of days after.
Okay.
Gemini.
Yes, I'll say.
And then the last four of the social?
3576.
Okay, and then it should let me send a DocuSign here. Let me just 1 second. It's saying I'm missing a field, so I have not filled in the let's see, where is it? We said that you are a US resident. So I just gotta click it. Okay, click yes, and then You should be getting an automated DocuSign here shortly. Now, I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just hit the, just let me know what you see, and then I'll try to do my best to guide you on where to tap next. But that does show sent on my end.
Okay.
And did it come through? Are you able to
see? Yes, I just found it. Yeah.
Okay.
I just found it. So I'm trying to. Waiting for it to download. Okay. I'm just waiting for it to download.
Sure.
Okay. I don't know if it's like an app.
It shouldn't have you download an app.
You said download the app?
No, you shouldn't need to download it. It should just let you open it up and then start signing right away.
Okay. Online signature?
Right. So, if you click the link that was sent to you, it might let you check off a box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. And if you check that box off, it should let you hit continue. And then from there, you should be able to hit a yellow start button.
Okay. Yeah, not letting me in right now.
What does the screen read?
It just keeps saying download free document sign app.
Let me resend it right now to your text, and then we'll just go one step at a time.
Okay. So
did you get the new text?
Let me see.
Hello? Yeah, man. What happened to your phone? Okay. Says please review and act on these documents, but it's nothing to you. Okay, hold on. Continue.
So it let you hit the continue button?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what does it read next?
Accept and sign.
Sure, yep.
Oh, it's just my name. Okay.
To let you hit a start button?
I hit the next one or something else. After.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I think I found them all. So what, the yellow dot?
Yeah, so anything that's highlighted in yellow, you usually just tap, and you'll keep tapping until it lets you finish the yellow sign button, finish button.
Okay, so it's complete.
Okay, then let me just make sure it came in the system. And yep, you're all set for now. In about a week or two, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to double check, make sure there's no spelling errors, and then of course call you and introduce themselves. So you're all set for now, and I hope you have a good rest of your afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.